Well, good morning. And this is a bright morning this morning, is it not? Now, our survival pact as we try hold our own against this world that we're in. People might say to us, wait a minute, aren't all religions the same? Aren't they all the same? And there are you people, and they would say, being very exclusive. Now, what do they mean when they say that? Exclusive.
I think they mean all religions are the same, but you're going over the top.
In a way, they are saying that. You're going over the top. Because what are we saying about all religions? We're saying great. Or what are we saying? What are we saying, Stanley?
We're saying that, like, if they're all the same, then there's no point of being a particular one, and no point of being a Christian, or a Sikh, or a Muslim, or a Hindu.
That is so, isn't it? That's one of the things that would come out of that. Well, what's the point of being any different? But we're actually saying, no, there's every point in being a Christian, and not a Hindu, and not a Buddhist, and not a Muslim, or an atheist, or anything else. Now, how can we say that? Because people get a bit cross about this. Because the idea is, oh, wait a minute now. You're pushing people away. You're saying, actually, we are right, and other people are, horror of horrors, what are we saying about them? What are we saying about them, Charlotte?
They're wrong.
That's a big statement. People quite like it. If you say, you're right, oh, and you're right, you're saying the opposite, but I think you're right as well. You completely disagree, well, that's right as well. We're all right. Everybody's all right. They kind of like that in this world. They don't like it if you say, we're right, you're wrong. Now, we don't go around saying, we are right, you're wrong, swipe, because that's arrogance. And I don't think people who behave like that are truly Christians. No, what we say is, yes, we believe we are right. And we believe that you are wrong. And that your view is not the true view. And that we're right to make an exclusive claim. And say, this is where truth is, and that is not the truth there. Because Jesus Christ is different to everybody else. What makes him different? Charlotte.
He's perfect and we're not.
How do we know he's perfect?
Because it's in the Bible.
Because it's in the Bible. What else tells us that the Lord Jesus is exclusive? He's in a category of his own, Catherine.
Because he's the Lord's son.
He's God's son. And Charlotte.
He did all the miracles.
We don't see other people, religious figures, great gurus, people that they all look up to, idols, don't do what the Lord Jesus did. What else? Molly.
He sacrificed his life.
He did that, didn't he? He gave his life, remarkably, and he prophesied that he would do that very thing, and he did that very thing. No other religious figure that we know has done that. Stanley.
I was going to say another thing. He had a unique birth.
Yeah, he had that too, didn't he, Timothy?
He rose from the dead.
He rose from the dead. And that one almost, as it were, clinches it there. He rose from the dead, yes. He said he would after 3 days. He would rise. Who saw him? Charlotte.
Mary.
And...
The apostles.
The two believers on the road to Emmaus.
Those two believers. And lots of people. I can think of one who saw him when he was on a journey to try and kill Christians or get them arrested. Who was that? David.
Paul.
He saw him. And we read in the Bible at one time 500 people saw him. And Paul says some of them have fallen asleep, in other words, they're dead now, but the majority is still alive. And they will say, he is alive. Now, no other religion has got a leader who came back from the dead, was seen by people, and the testimony is there in the Bible. How many Gospels have we got? How many Gospels, Molly?
Four.
And each of those Gospels has an account of Jesus' death and his resurrection. One after the other, after the other, after the other. Again and again and again and again. And there were people there who could say, yes, we actually were there. We saw it too. We bear witness to this fact. Hinduism hasn't got that. Buddhism hasn't got that. Islam hasn't got that. Sikhism hasn't got that. Atheism certainly hasn't got that. Agnosticism hasn't got that. And any other ism has not got that. But our Christian faith does. Unique, exceptional, exclusive. He, Jesus Christ, has got an authority that nobody else has, in that he is the Son of God and he came back from the dead. And the Bible is the sure record of those events. So we don't go aggressively at people, or we don't shout at people because they don't agree with us. But we point people to the Bible and we leave it to God's Spirit and those people's consciences to read that and to say, he is different. You Christians are right. If this is true, you're right. You're right to say that only through Jesus do you have forgiveness. Only through him do you have pardon for your sin. Only he can get you to heaven. So don't worry if they say, oh, you can't say we're wrong and you're right. Oh, no, you can't. Oh, yes, we can and must, because of who Jesus Christ is. Exceptional and different. Came back from the dead, did miracles. Nobody else has done anything like that. So don't worry if people think, well, you're nasty. Oh, you can't go around doing this. Oh, we can. And with grace and kindness and with a prayer that, Lord, open their eyes, let's continue to hold fast to the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, it's a glorious gospel. Let's sing about that now. 120 in our hymn books. Great is the gospel of our glorious God.